And we're continuing our conversation about the death penalty. Because for years now, lethal injection has been a major point of contention in Ohio. And this month, executions in the state grinded to a temporary halt. In a January ruling, federal magistrate Judge Michael Merz stopped short of declaring Ohio's lethal injection system unconstitutional. But he did say that the state's use of the drug midazolam in executions would cause, quote, severe pain and needless suffering. And in the months since, Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine has brought four different executions to a halt while the state looks for other lethal injection options. And it could take years before an alternative will be found. And I'm joined now by Andrew Welsh Huggins, associate press editor and reporter focusing on criminal justice and author of No Winners Here Tonight, a book about the history of the death penalty in Ohio. Andrew, thanks for being with us.
Good to be here.
So can you take us back to the last time the death penalty was halted in Ohio, 2014? What happened then?
So in the 2014 execution of Dennis McGuire, the state had been struggling to find lethal injection drugs at that point, and they used a never-tried-before two-drug method. The first drug is a drug called midazolam, which we can talk about in a second, which is at the heart of a lot of what's happening. Midazolam is essentially a sedative. It's like Valium. And the second drug was a painkiller. That was a very problematic execution. It lasted 26 minutes, the longest in Ohio modern history. McGuire's chest heaved, he gasped, he snorted. It's very uncomfortable to look at. Afterwards, there were civil rights lawsuits filed against the state over that. The state more or less immediately put executions on hold while it looked for a new method because it was quite clear that particular true drug method was not going to work going forward.
I just want to be clear. So the state wasn't looking to eliminate the death penalty. It was looking for a way to, or less painful or maybe even a more humane way to carry them out. Is that right?
That's right. And more to the point, something that was constitutional. I think it was pretty clear that given the lawsuits that were coming after the McGuire execution, it was pretty clear that that method was never going to be found constitutional. So they needed to find a new method that would be constitutional that they could go forward with.
And we know that executions resumed in 2017 here in the state. What was the solution that they settled on?
So in October of 2016, they finally came up with a new three-drug method. So Ohio, for many years, like states around the country, had used a three-drug method. The difference with their new system is that they started again with this midazolam, which again is it's a sedative. What states, including Ohio, had used before were barbiturates like pentobarbital and sodium thiopental. Basically, those are the drugs that you put your pets down with. Those drugs can render inmates so deeply unconscious. In fact, a single heavy dose of those drugs will put someone to death. The concern with midazolam is that it never puts inmates so deeply unconscious that then they won't feel the next drug, which is a paralytic, and the final drug, which stops their hearts. And the argument is that no amount of midazolam, you can increase the dose as much as you want, but there's a ceiling effect where it still won't put you put the inmates under. That's been the problem in Ohio since. Now, they have carried out three executions with that new method. And, you know, they were certainly nothing like the McGuire method, but, they were a little bit uncomfortable to watch, and it's a little unclear. We just don't know what the inmates were feeling. And that drug, midazolam, is the one that Magistrate Judge Merz focused on in his most recent ruling, where he said essentially this could cause inmates to undergo an experience similar to waterboarding.
But that still wasn't declared unconstitutional.
That's right. He said in a very carefully crafted opinion that he was not comfortable with that particular outcome, but there was a second test that an inmate in Ohio would have to meet before he could declare the death penalty or the system unconstitutional, and that is they would have to prove that there were viable alternatives available, that there was something else the state could use. And he said that particular inmate had not proved that, and therefore the execution could proceed.
Andrew, what happens next? How long is it before a lethal injection system can be put into place? And is there any movement in the state to try and eliminate executions altogether?
So to answer your first question, we're looking at months or years. The first execution that Governor Mike DeWine postponed as an immediate result of that ruling, that's been postponed till September. There's no way the state will have a new lethal injection system in place by September. Even if they came up with the drugs tomorrow, the lawsuits would launch immediately, and that would go straight into the courts. So we're looking at months or probably years before the state, if ever, comes up with a new lethal injection system. To answer your second question, there is no move in Ohio to eliminate the death penalty. There are certainly some legislative proposals to further restrict who could be executed. But I think what you'll see in Ohio next will be conversations about, should we just get rid of lethal injection and look for another alternative? So other states have been doing this. Oklahoma, Alabama, and Mississippi have authorized the use of nitrogen gas, although it hasn't been used. That method has been very preliminarily talked about as something in Ohio. Other states like Mississippi, Oklahoma, Utah now allow the firing squad. And in some states, they've returned to the electric chair. Tennessee executed two inmates last year, very close to one another with the electric chair. And in fact, in Tennessee, inmates are actually suing to allow themselves to be executed by electric chair over lethal injection.
Andrew Welsh Huggins is an Associated Press reporter and editor based in Ohio. Andrew, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.